Food is the language everyone speaks, but do we truly understand it?
Between the conversations over organic food and GMOs, different diets taking the world by storm, and how what we eat actually impacts our environment,
there's no shortage of things to learn about. Hi, I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is Serving Up Science.
Halloween is upon us. This holiday has been associated with many things in its long history, but here in America, a few choice things come to mind.
Jack-o'-lanterns, ghosts, costumes, and of course, trick-or-treating.
But for as long as most people can remember, there's one aspect of Halloween that isn't all fun and games.
This hidden danger has been at the forefront of many parents' minds for decades.
If you haven't guessed what it is by now and need a refresher, all you have to do is look to your local TV news station. Odds are you've seen the reports.
A disturbing warning for all parents. Please check your children's Halloween candy. This comes after police found needles and nails inside candy from trick-or-treating.
Concerns about possible tainted candy. Police tell us they've received reports of a suspicious person handing out Tootsie Rolls.
New tonight, multiple reports of tainted Halloween candy.
Today, we'll be talking about one of the more infamous parts of Halloween, killer candy.
But first, a little bit of history.
Cheryl, I've been seeing these reports since I was a kid growing up in the 90s, and they used to scare me pretty bad.
And as the senior among us, I definitely remember the same scary stories circulating in the 80s.
Let's start by addressing how trick-or-treating even became a thing in the U.S.
To give you the bite-sized version, Halloween itself is the evolved form of a few other holidays originating in old Western Europe, the two most notable being the Gaelic Samhain and the Catholic All Saints' Day or All Hallows' Day. Samhain was used to mark the end of the harvest season, while All Saints' Day, which took place the day after, was the Catholic Church's revamped attempt at stamping out the old Gaelic traditions by spending a day honoring the saints.
Along the way, those original Samhain traditions made their way into the newer holidays' activities. One of those old traditions was known as guising, in which kids would get in costumes or guises and sing at people's doors for treats. Then we get to trick-or-treating. Historians believe that Scottish and Irish immigrants helped push All Hallows' Eve, now called Halloween, into the American mainstream, and by the early 20th century, it was widely celebrated.
With a spike in the availability of sugar following World War II, trick-or-treating was off to a promising future.
I got 5 pieces of candy. I got a chocolate bar.
I got a quarter.
I got a rock.
And then the threats to the candy began. First, it was poison. Stories about poison candy had been around since at least the 19th century in America, but in the 50s, a few reported cases of tainted sweets were tied specifically to Halloween. This is around the time the stories also started to incorporate sharp objects into treats.
A 1970 New York Times article specifically cited several instances of actual candy tampering. While the myth had embedded itself into the American fabric, something was about to happen that would affect the way consumers saw all of their products, not just candy.
The phone has been ringing off the hook at Rush Presbyterian St. Luke's Medical Center in Chicago. It's the regional poison control center for the entire Chicago area. Right now, they're telling people which lots of Tylenol are known to have contaminated capsules and checking to see if callers have displayed any symptoms of cyanide poisoning. Most of what's going on here is informational. Officials here say if anyone has taken a cyanide-laced Tylenol capsule, they probably wouldn't be able to make it to the phone to call.
The September 1982 Tylenol murders took the lives of 7 people when an unknown person or persons swapped out regular bottles of Tylenol at stores around the city of Chicago with bottles containing cyanide-laced capsules. The city was under a state of panic. Suspects did arise, but no one was ever convicted for the Chicago Tylenol murders. The event led to several copycat crimes in years to come and put laws in place to more closely protect medicine consumers, and also led to the creation of the seal you now see on bottles indicating an item has been opened. It was reported that candy makers also stepped up their packaging, but the damage had been done. Both costume and candy makers saw declines in sales for a while.
The 90s onward saw the fear of sharp objects and candy return, with another novel safety measure being thought up as an option to prevent candy stabbings.
Before letting your kids unwrap their sweet goodies, though, you'll want to make sure they're safe to eat. Parents can check the candy from the outside, of course, and thanks to a program at Next Care Urgent Care, it can also be checked from the inside. So you just take your candy in for free and have it x-rayed.
Regardless, though there have been quite a few reported cases of pokey things found in candy, no documented instances of deaths have been found.
Still, it wouldn't be fair if we didn't quickly mention the 1974 case of a Texas man named Ronald Clark O'Brien, who gave cyanide poisoned candy to his son in an attempt at a quick life insurance payday. O'Brien went on to give poisoned candy to other kids in an attempt to cover his tracks. Ultimately, though, only his son died. But the story remains as probably the most notable example of Halloween candy tampering in the country's history.
That's so sad.
It really is.
And now that it's 2018, and with a changing cultural landscape, we're starting to see a new emerging threat to Halloween candy.
Are some goblins passing out the wrong treats? Halloween posing a possible added danger for kids. So every Halloween, law enforcement officials urge parents to check their kids' candy for things like pins and needles. But now they should also be looking for marijuana.
Which goes to show this myth is one that, regardless of how uncommon, probably won't be put to bed anytime soon.
Until next time, have a safe and spooky Halloween.
Serving Up Science is produced in association with Food at MSU. I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is WKAR.